flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Sosa here at the Morio Convention Center Radio Row as things get ready to break it on down as we're just 2 days away from the big game in the Superdome. Philadelphia Eagles, the home team, taking on the visiting Kansas City Chiefs, looking to do something that no NFL team has done before, win back-to-back-to-back NFL championships.
Well, let me correct you. They're the first team to try to win back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls. The Packers would like you to know that they did it twice before the merger.
Right.
So we can't say championships.
Super Bowls then, right.
We can say Super Bowls, and you know, you could say, well, they didn't play the other league, whatever. But the Packers would like a word, sir. They have done it.
We've done it.
Just back in like the 20s and I think the 50s. But anyway, I don't know why I felt the need to insert myself there. But it's worth noting, we're talking Super Bowls.
Yeah, and I guess the Packers can have that claim then if they won, you know, three titles in a row. It is what it is.
Yeah, well, a lot different. You had guys named Curly and stuff, and I'm just saying.
Jeff, you sat down with Saints reporter John Hendricks from Athlon Sports, talking on all things black and gold, getting ready for, I guess it's going to be one of the wilder off seasons we got going on because
yeah, it's just getting started.
Yeah, right now we still do not have a head coach. That is a fact, even though, you know, we're pretty much waiting on the fact for the Super Bowl to end, expecting it to be Kellen Moore. But the fact is right now, this is a coachless Saints squad at the moment.
Yes. And once the head coach gets hired, it doesn't slow down. It only speeds up.
Right. Here's Jeff's conversation with John Hendricks, Saints reporter for Athlon Sports.
How you doing, John? How's your week going?
I'm doing good, man. I'm much better. I was coming away from the flu and all that stuff, so I don't recommend that at all. But
No, it's not an experience you think everyone should try.
No, man, I'm one that doesn't get sick. You know, it kicked me in a way like, you know, like Blazing Saddles when he goes up and hits the guy, the horse. That's how it felt. So
trust me, I had like a minor head cold a couple weeks ago, and I shut my whole thing down for like a week.
Yeah,
it was. I don't deal with it well, so I'm gonna keep a healthy distance in case you're still mildly contagious. I don't know.
I'm not saying that isn't smart, but you know that's smart.
I trust you, but I really don't trust anyone.
Right.
Anyway, okay. So we're gonna come on. We're gonna talk about the Saints. We're sitting here on Radio Row where we have taken up residence. It's now day four. Since it opened on Monday, I feel like I've spent, 80% of the last week in this building. You can see people wandering around. It's kind of just fascinating to sit here and just watch, you know, people watch us. You know, I think I saw Nick Wright wandering around. I know the Mannings have been around here. We saw a few Saints players coming in and out. What has been your kind of experience in this whole thing so far?
Well, look, I'm a 80s kid, right? And in 80s, 90s football era, so I got to see Joe Montana walking through earlier. I got to see Emmitt Smith and Darrell Johnson cutting it up. Warren Moon just kind of passes through. So that's, to me, has been kind of the biggest thing, like just seeing all these football legends just to walk around. Jerome Bettis, too, was another one. That's been pretty nuts to see. And, of course, you know, shocking seeing all these people you always normally see on like TV and stuff, like you said, Nick Wright, I saw him too, and just to kind of see them in this element of the Super Bowl week, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you see people kind of out of their you know, that bubble that you experience. Like, you see Mina Kimes on TV, and you're like, oh, that's Mina Kimes. And you just hear her getting a coffee over to the side. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're a real person. That's right. I forgot about that. I forgot everyone just exists in their own universe, and I have my own. Anyway, so, John, speaking of the universe we are in, you know, the Saints aren't playing this week, but the Saints are watching some people very closely. You know, Kellen Moore obviously is the, I don't know if front runner is the word. He's definitely the presumptive favorite for the Saints head coaching job. Where do you land on everything? Because I think it's kind of become a running joke in league circles of like, oh, the Saints, yeah, they don't even have a head coach right now. It's February,
right,
and the Saints do not have a head coach. But if it's Kellen Moore, then you at least have an explanation,
yeah,
right? Because you can't, if you want Kellen Moore, you got to wait.
Yeah.
So where do you land on this?
Yeah, look, I mean, he's the guy that they want, right? And the thing is, I mean, you've seen plenty of teams not fill their coaching needs until after the Super Bowl, so it's not like it's uncommon. The thing is that I know a lot of people are saying, oh, well, you got to prep for this next season, all this other stuff,
yeah,
which they got plenty of time to do that. Like, Senior Bowl was last week. That's all the first exposure that the front office and all the coaches, all that stuff that they get exposure to over there. So it's not like massive homework is done. Like, everybody meets with everybody at the Senior Bowl. The biggest thing is, do you have them in place before the combine? Because the combine is where everything just comes to a more head, where you're really doing a lot of your homework and then you're trying to figure out your top 30 visits, all this stuff. Look, I think Kellen Moore is definitely their guy, right? And I think their contingency plan probably would be like Darren Rizzi, maybe Mike Kafka, but I think at this juncture, he's probably been somebody that they've identified that they want to go with from the start of the process, just because I think, A, it gives them something unfamiliar. It's a different direction than what they have gone.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that should excite some fans, too, is just getting somebody in here with a fresh perspective, a offensive guy. He's not going to win you over in the locker room or anything, or like when he talks in the media and such. But look, I think he's extremely talented. You know, he's not Dennis Allen. He's not Sean Payton. But at the same time, I think he's his own brand of Kellen Moore, that what they're going to get.
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, both those guys are former Cowboys, and that former Cowboy Emmitt Smith just wandering around.
Yep.
You know, and the Cowboys are a part of this process. That'll be my segue back into the coaching search. Is like, one of the reasons the Saints seem so out of far afield from everybody else is that there's no patience anymore in these head coaching searches. These teams like solo in, you know, hone in on one target, and either they get it or they don't. I mean, you look at the Jets, and everyone made a big deal about Aaron Glenn not interviewing with the Saints. Well, the Jets made Aaron Glenn their entire head coaching search.
Yep.
Right? They interviewed some people, but it was like they're casting a net in advance so that when they get Aaron Glenn, all they have to do is hire him. Bears did the same thing with Ben Johnson. It's like that. It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
And the Saints, it seems like, are one of the few teams left that is actually willing to do the thing, to actually do interviews. And I know it's like it sounds stupid, but I don't know. Shouldn't you want to do that? Shouldn't you want your team to actually do this process and not just like treat the Rooney Rule like a hurdle you have to hop over, like the Patriots did, right?
Yeah.
It's just strange to me that the Saints get clowned for it when it's like the four best teams in the NFL played in the championship games. There was, what, 7 head coach openings, 8 head coach openings? The Saints were the only team that had any interest in any of the assistants on the 4 best teams. Isn't that strange? I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to be upset about it when that's – I don't know. You want the team to find the best coach. And unless you do the interviews, how are you going to find the best coach? Everyone – it seems like teams now, rather than do that process, are more than happy to decide in advance, do the interviews to confirm their own biases, and then just say, all right, how much money do you want?
Sure. Yeah, I'd say first and foremost, the Rooney Rule is a joke. I really don't like it. I think that it needs to change.
I mean, like the concept of
it,
I understand, yeah, what it's for, but
sure,
the way teams approach it is a joke.
It doesn't work. Teams just skirt around it, I guess you could say. And so, look, I think the play is you got to go and do the homework because, yeah, I think for – again, the Jets and the Bears, they're trying to get the marquee name for everybody, right? But the Saints, they haven't been in the postseason for 4 years now.
Yeah.
You should do your homework. You should find the next person. This is not a process where you're just like, I don't want this revolving door, because the thing is, how long is Ben Johnson going to last in Chicago? I know he got a contract, but that patience is going to run out really quickly. Mm-hmm. Same thing in New York, too, with Aaron Glenn. And so I don't get as upset about Aaron Glenn as some people have. I would have liked to have seen him, you know, get an in-person interview, but that screams more that he wanted the Jets. The Jets really wanted him. That makes all the sense in the world. But for the Saints, you want them to take their time. And I don't think they're behind the eight ball at all or anything with their process right now because, again, you know, when you do hire a new coach, you can start your offseason program a couple weeks early than other other teams and stuff. They're right on their timeline. I don't think there's anything that's going on besides filling out a coaching staff that you really need to do at this point until you get to the combine.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and one thing you said earlier that I want to dig deeper on is, you know, okay, Kellen Moore, Darren Rizzi, it feels like those are the two options. Obviously, Mike Kafka, Anthony Weaver is still in the mix here. But to me, it's like, okay, if it's Kellen Moore, and it has to be Kellen Moore as your target if you're waiting this long. Otherwise, you would have hired these guys. Like, there's no other reason to wait. And so it kind of feels like to me, it's like, hey, if I can get Kellen Moore, fantastic. I can sell that to everyone. That's our guy. We nailed it. And he's our new offensive wizard. We got to figure out the defense. If I strike out on Kellen Moore, if he says, you know what, this isn't my opportunity, I'm going to take a step back. And I do think people need to prepare themselves for that being a thing that can happen. Because the Eagles have plenty of time to soften him up, then drop a bag on his head and say, wait till next year when there's a lot of head coaching opportunities that feel a little more attractive. And if you don't get that done, I feel like the reason you'd end up with Rizzi is because, you know, Kellen Moore you can sell to the fans. Darren Rizzi you can sell to the players. And the only way you spin this around optically is by winning games. And Darren Rizzi would give you the best opportunity to win games.
Yeah, I feel like he would come in and be able to run the program his way. And look, he's got a ton of connections. He's somebody that could come in and obviously build a staff that's very familiar, seasoned, all this stuff. People don't realize how much Darren Rizzi does in the scouting process, too. I mean, all those undrafted rookies that the Saints find, most all of them probably are connected to Darren Rizzi because of all the work. Like, nobody knew who Deontay Harris was when he came out, now Deontay Hardy. But that was a guy that Darren Rizzi found. Like, these guys like Isaiah Stallbird, who saw time, or Blake Ruby, Rashid Shaheed. I mean, all of these guys come from coaches like that, and that's what fans don't typically see. And, you know, look, again, this is a lack of patience in this league. It's a win for me now, win now type thing. And, you know, look at the quarterback position. If you're not cutting the mustard within the first year and a half, you're traded if you're a first-round quarterback. And so, look, I think for the coaching staff and for everything that's going on with Kellen Moore, again, there is a chance that he could back out. And that's why I don't fault guys like Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Brady. Like, they're close to potentially winning a Super Bowl. Why would you want to go leave that? I get it. Like, it's an opportunity to lead. But if you get a bump in pay and you're that close to the Super Bowl, maybe you want to come back and run it back a little bit. I think that's what Ben Johnson did. He set out that coaching cycle. And then, you know, I don't fault Brady or Cliff Kingsbury. And then they could have their pick of the litter when it comes to next coaching cycle.
Yeah, I agree with you. And look how but there's two sides of that coin. Look how it looked for Ben Johnson.
Yep.
He did that last year. But look how it worked out for Bobby Slowick.
Exactly.
It felt like was in that same spot and ended up getting fired 12 months later. You know, one more question, and I'll let you go. You're the GM of the Saints. Put the GM's hat on. You know, obviously the head coach, his decision making is gonna be a factor here. What are you doing at quarterback? Are you sticking with Derek Carr? Are you saying, give me the best free agent? Are you saying, I want to eat a cap bomb? I want to draft somebody? I want to go with Spencer Rattler? Where are you on that?
Yeah, I think it's got to be an honest assessment of where this team is at. Now, if I'm putting on my GM hat and I'm Mickey Loomis, I believe this team looks at themselves as they can still compete in this division and still try to get an NFC South title. And for that reason, I'd say that the play that they would have is bringing Derek Carr back, right? And, again, especially if it's Darren Rizzi, because he said more than a few times that they didn't win games without Derek Carr, right? And so,
and that's empirically true.
Yeah, and you're going to be putting in a new offense regardless of whether it is Kellen Moore or not, right? You're going to have a new offense here. And so, look, I think that he gives them a great chance to win. Now, on the opposite side of it, that if you were to move on from him, carry him as a post June 1st, and then just kind of cut ties, like he has a no trade clause. You cannot just say, I'm going to trade him to whoever. Like, I saw that speculation on the Giants and all that. That's just not going to happen, right? And so for New Orleans, if they were to do that, move on from Carr, I'd like to see Spencer Rattler get an opportunity, but I think they also need to bring in a veteran to pair along with him. Somebody like maybe a Jimmy Garoppolo or Joshua Dobbs, somebody who's not going to break the bank for you, but is going to be able to have some upside to start in this league, potentially, who has started in this league. I think that would be a smart play. But as of right now, if you're asking, I think Derek Carr's probably the quarterback. That was the sense I gathered even early last year. And, of course, the reason why people are upset about this contract is the Saints did this in the first boat. You know, they restructured his contract. That's why his contract is so expensive right now.
Yeah. And if Josh Dobbs plays half as well for the Saints as he does against the Saints, then maybe that's a viable option. I'm just saying.
Could.
He's all pro against the Saints and you know, all whatever against everybody else. But great stuff, John Hendricks, as always. Now with Athlon Sports, tell everyone where they can find your work. I know it's a new spot for you. How's it going?
It's going great, man. Thanks for asking. It's Athlon Sports, and it's the New Orleans Saints coverage. So it's definitely one of those things where we're trying to get things up off the ground. And look, man, it's just bringing Saints fans the coverage that they deserve. So I appreciate all the support. And on social Twitter, I call it Twitter, not X anymore.
Yeah, it's
John J. Hendricks, just like Jimmy.
I hear you, man. All right. And thanks so much to John for coming on. This is WWLAMFM.com on the Odyssey app.
That was Jeff Nowak with Athlon Sports Saints writer John Hendricks. And, yeah, the tough part about it right now is trying to, you know, discuss anything Saints with so much uncertainty. And yeah, the first domino still has to fall with the head coach.
Yeah, one thing I will point out, and, you know, it is what it is. Super Bowl's in New Orleans. The former quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, he's here. The former quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Jameis Winston, yeah, he's here. Tight ends, Jimmy Graham, he's here. Mark Ingram, he's here. Cam Jordan, he's here. Rashid Shaheed, Bub Means, Brian Brzee, they're here.
Spencer Rattler,
he's here. Derek Carr, MIA.
Crickets.
I mean, Super Bowl's in your city. Where are you? I don't know. It doesn't strike me as a guy who's trying to win people over. Do with that information what you will.
Maybe he knows a little something we don't.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Right.
Right.